The mind is everything. What you think, you become. That's not just a quote, it's a fact. If your thinking is weak, your actions will reflect it. If your thoughts are small, your life will stay the same. But the moment you change how you think, your entire life starts to move in a new direction. Your habits shift, your decisions improve, your confidence grows, because your mind is the starting point of everything you want to build. So here's the truth. If you keep thinking like the old you, you'll keep living like the old you. No progress, no real change. But when you start thinking with clarity, with strength, and with purpose, your results begin to match the life you're aiming for. This isn't just another motivational talk. This is a mindset reset. If you're ready to take control of your thinking and become the person you're truly meant to be, this is the turning point. Watch closely. Everything starts now. Chapter 1. Control what you think before it controls you. The mind is everything. What you think, you become. That's not just a quote to write on your wall. That's a warning. That's also an opportunity. Because if you don't take charge of what goes on in your head, someone or something else will. And if you're not the one managing your thoughts, then don't be surprised when your results are not what you want them to be. You see, everything starts with your thinking. Before you make a decision, before you take an action, and before you build a habit, it starts with a thought. And not just once, over and over again. That's how the mind works. If you keep thinking the same way, you keep getting the same outcomes. You can't keep thinking your mind weakness and expect it to produce strength. You can't keep thinking like a victim and live like a winner. It just doesn't happen. Now the question is, who's running the show up there? Because if it's fear, you'll hesitate. If it's doubt, you'll quit early. If it's blame, you'll waste time pointing fingers instead of fixing your situation. But if it's responsibility, if it's discipline, if it's belief, then things begin to shift. Because when you control your thinking, you take back the driver's seat in your life. That's how it works. You've got to get serious about managing your thoughts. Because every day you're exposed to noise, from the outside and from the inside. People telling you what's possible, what's realistic, what you should expect. Some mean well, some don't. But none of them live in your mind unless you give them space. And that's the part most people ignore. You are the gatekeeper of your own mind. Not your friends, not your parents, not your co-workers. You. The mind is not neutral. If you don't fill it with what's useful, it fills up with what's easy. Worry, comparison, regret, excuses. And if that's what keeps repeating, it becomes normal. You wake up thinking small, you go to bed doubting your ability, you live with hesitation. But that's not because of your ability, it's because you've never challenged the thoughts that are holding you back. So, here's what you do. First, catch your thoughts. Start noticing what you're telling yourself throughout the day. Don't wait for motivation. Don't wait for the weekend. Do it now. When something goes wrong, what's the first thing you think? Do you blame someone? Do you criticize yourself? Or do you stop and ask, what can I learn from this? When you're about to try something new, what do you hear in your head? Do you say, I'm not ready? Do you think, what if I fail? Or do you remind yourself, I'll figure it out, no matter what? Those small moments decide your path. It's not the big motivational speech once a year that changes your life. It's the inner voice that speaks every single day. And that voice is shaped by what you think about consistently. Control that, and you control the direction of your life. Now let's get real. Some of you were raised around negative thinking, people who constantly expected the worst, people who feared success, people who told you not to aim too high. And you've been carrying that thinking for years. You've been dragging it from job to job, from relationship to relationship, from goal to goal. And the only way to break that pattern is to take responsibility for the thoughts you allow to stay, thoughts which can be toxic, to work in line, to aim low. You don't have to believe everything you think. That's the key. Not every thought is true. Not every fear deserves your attention. Not every opinion deserves a seat in your head. Start being selective. Your mind is a valuable space. Don't rent it out to every fear and failure that comes knocking. You need to upgrade the conversations you have with yourself. Stop saying things like, "I always mess up," or "I'm just not good at this." That kind of talk chips away at your confidence, and if you hear it enough, you'll start living like it's true, even when it's not. Replace it. Say what you want to become. Say it clearly, say it often, and say it until it starts to sound normal, because the more you repeat something, the more your mind begins to accept it. That's how belief is built. Through repetition, not magic, not luck. Just simple, repeated, consistent thinking. And this takes work. Controlling your mind isn't a one-time decision. It's not something you do once and forget. You've got to renew it daily. Because every day, something or someone will try to plant a new thought in your head. And if you're not aware, those thoughts take root. That's why you've got to clean up your mental space like you clean your home. You don't wait until it's a mess. You stay on top of it. And don't confuse positive thinking with fake. This isn't about ignoring problems. This is about thinking strong enough to face them head on. Weak thinking runs from difficulty. Strong thinking steps into it and says, "I can handle this." That's the kind of mindset that creates progress. You don't rise to the level of your dreams, you rise to the level of your thinking. If you want a better life, it starts with better thoughts. If you want better results, it starts with stronger thinking. You can't think the same way and expect things to magically change. You have to change your mind first, then your actions will follow. And here's the good news. You don't have to be perfect. You just have to be aware. Start noticing when your thinking is working against you. Start challenging it. Start replacing it. And keep doing that until your new thinking becomes your normal thinking. Because when you take control of your thoughts, you take control of your future. You stop being a victim of your past. You stop depending on luck. You stop waiting for permission, and you start building a life that reflects your values, your goals, your strength. You can either live by default or by design, and design starts in the mind. That's the difference between drifting through life and driving through life. One is passive, one is powerful. So every day, check in with your thoughts. Are they helping you or hurting you? Are they pushing you forward or pulling you back? Because whatever you think, over time, you become. That's not philosophy. That's reality. And the great part is, you get to choose. Every day, every hour, every thought. Choose thoughts that build. Choose thoughts that strengthen. Choose thoughts that make you proud of the way you live, because in the end, your life is shaped in your mind first. And if you want a new life, start by building a new mind. Chapter 2. Change your thinking if you want real change. If you want real change in your life, you have to start by changing how you think. That's where everything begins. The way you think shapes how you feel. How you feel determines what you do. And what you do daily creates your future. So, if your thinking stays the same, don't expect anything else to be different. That's the honest truth. Change won't stick unless the mind shifts first. A lot of people try to change their lives by working harder, starting a new habit, or setting new goals. And while all of those things matter, none of them last. You can change your job, change your clothes, even change your environment. But if you're still thinking the same way you were 5 years ago, your results will stay the same. Change is not about what's around you. It's about what's going on inside your head. Now here's something you've got to understand. Most people don't fail because they're not capable. They fail because they're stuck in old patterns of thinking, patterns that say, I can't do this. This always happens to me, or it's too late to start. That kind of thinking becomes a script. And once it runs long enough, you start to believe it without question. That's how most people live. On autopilot. They're not living, they're just replaying old thoughts again and again. But you're not here for that. You're here to take control. And that starts with awareness. If you want to change your thinking, the first step is to catch it. Become the observer of your mind. Start paying attention to the kinds of things you tell yourself during the day. Listen to your inner dialogue when you're stressed. Notice your thoughts when you fail. Pay attention to what you say to yourself when something goes wrong. That's where your mindset lives. Not in the good times, but in the pressure. Once you become aware of your thoughts, you'll probably be surprised at how much negativity is buried in there. Self-doubt, regret, blame, fear. And none of it has to stay. But you can't change it until you see it. That's the key. You can't fix what you refuse to face. The second step is to challenge it. Don't accept every thought just because it showed up. Ask, is this useful? Is this helping me move forward? Is this the kind of thinking that leads to the life I want? If the answer is no, then you have a choice. You can either feed it or replace it. But don't let it live rent-free in your mind. You have to be active with your thoughts. Passive thinking leads to a passive life. Some people wait for new results while thinking the same old way, and they get frustrated. They work harder, but still feel stuck. That's because they're working against their own mindset. It's like driving with the parking brake on. You don't move far, and it wears you down. If you want to move faster, smoother, with less resistance, release the old thoughts first. Real change isn't about more effort, it's about better thinking. Now here's the part most people skip. Rewiring. Changing your thinking isn't about having one good thought and then calling it a day. It's about creating new patterns. That means repetition. Practice. Discipline. It means choosing new thoughts, even when the old ones show up again. And they will show up. The brain loves familiarity. That's why most people fall back into old habits, because the old way of thinking feels safe, even if it keeps them stuck. So how do you rewire your thinking? Start by writing down the thoughts that no longer serve you. Be honest. Write the fears, write the limiting beliefs, write the excuses you've been making. Then ask yourself, what would I need to think instead to move forward? Don't just remove negative thinking, replace it with powerful, clear, and intentional thoughts. You might write, I can't succeed without support, and replace it with, I will succeed because I'm willing to figure it out. You might say, I've failed too many times, and replace it with, every failure has made me smarter and stronger. Do this daily. The goal isn't perfection. The goal is progress. You're building a new inner voice, and like anything else, it takes practice. And here's something else to consider. Your environment affects your thinking more than you realize. Who you talk to, what you read, what you watch, what you hear, these things either strengthen your mindset or weaken it. If you're surrounded by people who complain, who blame others, who talk down to themselves and everyone else, don't be surprised if your thinking gets pulled in that direction. You have to protect your mind like your life depends on it, because it does. You don't have to cut everyone out, but you do have to be intentional. Spend time with people who challenge your thinking in a good way. People who speak with strength. People who take responsibility. People who don't just talk about change, they live it. Those kinds of people sharpen your mind. They remind you of what's possible. And they hold you to a higher standard, which is exactly what you need when you're building a new mindset. Here's a truth that may sting. If your thinking is built on fear, you'll live small, even when you have big dreams. If your thoughts are built on excuses, you'll always have a reason not to start. If your thoughts are built on comfort, you'll never do anything uncomfortable, which means you'll never grow. So you've got to choose. You can protect your comfort or you can protect your growth, but not both. Real change isn't comfortable. It's unfamiliar. It requires you to think in ways you haven't before. It asks you to take ownership of everything in your life. The wins, the losses, the habits, the patterns, the outcomes. That's where freedom begins. The day you stop blaming and start thinking differently. That's the day your life starts to change. This isn't about fake positivity. It's not about repeating empty lines in the mirror and pretending everything's okay. It's about building a mindset that matches your goals. A mindset that's strong when life is hard. A mindset that doesn't fall apart under pressure. A mindset that looks at obstacles and says, "I'll find a way." And yes, it takes work. Every single day, you have to discipline your thoughts. You have to decide what you believe. You have to show up with mental clarity, not once, not when it's easy. Every day, especially when it's hard. That's the only way real change becomes permanent. You've got to become the kind of person who doesn't just want change, they think in a way that creates it. And when that becomes your identity, everything else starts to align. Your habits improve, your confidence grows, your actions get sharper, and little by little, your entire life transforms. So if you're stuck right now, ask yourself honestly, have I truly changed the way I think, or am I still running the same script, expecting new results? Because the truth is simple. Your mind builds your life. If you think better, you live better. If you think strong, you become strong. If you change your thinking, real change isn't just possible, it's inevitable. Chapter 3. Train your mind to believe in your strength. Most people don't lack strength. They lack the belief that it's already inside them. That's the difference between someone who moves forward and someone who stays stuck. It's not about talent, it's not about luck, it's not even about how much you know. It's about how deeply you believe in your own ability to rise. And belief isn't automatic. You have to train your mind to see your strength when things aren't going your way. You have to build that belief brick by brick, choice by choice, thought by thought. No one is born with unshakable confidence. No one starts life with a mind that automatically supports them. You train it, you build it, and you earn it through consistency. When you train your mind to believe in your strength, you stop depending on outside approval. You stop needing everything to be easy. You stop waiting for perfect timing. Instead, you stand up even when you're uncertain. You move even when it's uncomfortable. You keep going even when the world tells you to slow down. Strength starts in the way you think about yourself. If you constantly tell yourself you're not enough, then you will shrink. If you constantly replay past mistakes, you will stay small. If you let doubt be louder than effort, you will quit before you ever get close. But if you feed your mind the truth, that you've survived more than you give yourself credit for, that you've been through hard times and you're still standing, then slowly your belief gets stronger, and once belief is strong, action becomes easier. This is why it's dangerous to depend on motivation. Motivation is temporary. Some days it shows up, some days it doesn't. But belief, that's steady. When you build belief, you don't need to be in the mood. You do what needs to be done, because you've trained your mind to see yourself as capable, even on the worst days. And the truth is, your mind listens to you. Whether you say something out loud, or you just think it, your mind picks it up. It doesn't argue with you. If you say you can't, it believes you. If you say you're not ready, it agrees. If you say you're weak, it accepts it. But if you flip the script and say, I may not have all the answers, but I'll figure it out, your mind adjusts. If you say, I've done hard things before, I can handle this, your brain starts looking for proof. That's how belief grows. Not with wishful thinking, but with repeated intentional thoughts that support your growth. You can't wait for belief to show up out of nowhere. You create it. You build it by showing up when it's hard. You strengthen it every time you keep your promise to yourself. When you say, I'll get up early tomorrow, and you actually do, it matters. When you say, I'll finish what I started, and you follow through, it counts. Every small win adds a piece to the foundation. And soon enough, you don't just hope you can do things, you know you can. One of the biggest lies people tell themselves is, I'll believe in myself when I feel ready. But that day never comes on its own. You don't wait to believe. You build belief by doing. You take the first step. You speak up, nervous. You try, even when you feel unsure. And each time you do, your mind registers something important. Proof. Proof that you didn't give up. Proof that you made progress. Proof that strength lives in you, not in the circumstances. And yes, training your mind takes effort. It takes being honest about your current thoughts. It takes repeating the ones that don't serve you. It takes repeating new ones until they feel like home. Most people try once and give up. They say it doesn't work. But you're not trying to flip a switch. You're building a system. And systems take time. Be patient with the process, but be serious about the discipline. Every time you choose belief over doubt, you grow. Every time you show up for yourself, you become stronger. Not louder, not more dramatic, just more solid, more grounded, more steady. That's real strength. That's what carries you through the setbacks. That's what keeps you going when no one's watching. You also need to understand that your past doesn't define your strength. Maybe you've made mistakes. Maybe you've failed. Maybe you've been talked down to, doubted, overlooked. That's okay. But don't let that become your identity. Strength is not about never falling. It's about standing back up and saying, I won't let this moment define me. You are not your worst day. You are not your biggest failure. You are who you choose to become right now. And this is where daily practice comes in. Just like you train your body, you train your mind. Start every day by telling yourself one thing you're proud of, one thing you've done well, one thing you handled better than the last time. This isn't arrogance. This is reinforcement. This is wiring your mind to see your strength, not by ignoring your flaws, but by remembering your growth. Then go further. Write down what you want to believe about yourself. Do it every day. Keep it real, keep it clear, and keep it consistent. Say things like, I finish what I start. I handle challenges with a calm mind. I don't back down when things get tough. These are not empty words. These are instructions you give your brain. And when you repeat them often enough, they stop sounding like a stretch. They start sounding like the truth. Surround yourself with things that reinforce this mindset. Read books that make you stronger. Listen to people who speak from experience, not just hype. Stay away from negativity, not just from others, but from yourself. Pay attention to your self-talk. Would you let someone talk to your loved ones the way you talk to yourself? If not, change it. You are listening, even when it's quiet. And most importantly, stop comparing your strength to someone else's. You don't know their journey. You don't know their pain. You don't know how long they've been working at it. Strength is personal. It's not a race. It's not a ranking. It's a relationship you build with yourself, day by day, choice by choice. And when you stop waiting for approval and start creating belief, everything changes. You make better choices. You stop second-guessing every move. You trust your process. You know you're not perfect, but you know you're improving. And that's where confidence comes from. Not pretending to have it all figured out, but knowing that whatever happens, you'll show up and handle it. There will still be hard days. There will still be doubts. But belief gives you something solid to stand on. And when you've trained your mind to see your strength, setbacks don't break you, they shape you. You don't need permission to believe in yourself. You don't need someone else to tell you you're capable. That's your job now. And every time you choose to believe, you make it more real. Every time you act from strength, even when it's small, you become stronger. You're not waiting anymore, you're building. And that's what transforms a life. Not chance, not luck. Discipline, awareness, belief. Train your mind every day. Speak truth to yourself, not weakness. Move like someone who knows their value. Think like someone who refuses to fold. And watch how everything around you begins to follow your lead. Because when your mind believes in your strength, the world begins to believe it too. Chapter 4. Start thinking like the person you want to be. If you want to change your life, you have to start thinking like the person you want to become, not tomorrow, not next year, but right now. That's where transformation really begins. Not in your actions first, but in your thinking. You can't become confident if you keep thinking like someone who doubts every step. You can't become successful if you keep thinking like someone who's afraid to start. The way you think shapes everything. You live out the beliefs that run through your mind the most. So if your thinking doesn't match the life you say you want, nothing around you will truly shift. Thinking like the person you want to be means you take mental responsibility today. You stop saying, one day I'll be like that, and start saying, this is how I operate from now on. Even before the results show up. Even before the world believes it. Even when no one else sees what you see. That's how people grow. They make an internal decision to start thinking differently, more intentionally, more powerfully, more aligned with where they want to go. This doesn't mean faking who you are. This means becoming more of who you're capable of being. It's not about pretending. It's about becoming. You ask yourself, how would the version of me that I respect think right now? That's the question you carry into every decision, every challenge, every day. If the person you want to be is disciplined, then start thinking with discipline today. If the person you want to be is focused, then start organizing your thoughts like someone who respects their time. Don't wait until you feel ready. Don't wait for the world to clap for you. Think now like the person you know you're meant to be, and let the rest catch up. Most people wait to become before they start thinking like it. But that's backwards. Growth doesn't come by accident. It doesn't fall into your lap. It's a decision followed by mental alignment. You begin to shift how you talk to yourself. You begin to shift what you tolerate from yourself. You begin to shift what you give your time, attention, and energy to. And slowly your life starts to look different because you started thinking differently. Start thinking like someone who keeps their word. When you say you'll do something, follow through. Even when it's inconvenient, start thinking like someone who values their time. Don't spend hours doing what doesn't matter. Start thinking like someone who refuses to stay stuck. Don't replay problems without looking for solutions. The person you want to be doesn't wait for perfect conditions. They act with intention even when it's tough. So think that way now. This kind of mental shift requires honesty. You have to face your current patterns without excuses. How do you think when things go wrong? Do you panic, blame, or avoid? Or do you think, what's the next right step? How do you think when you're tired? Do you give up your priorities, or find a way to show up anyway? Pay attention to the difference between your current thinking and the thinking that your future self would operate from. You can't carry the thinking that kept you stuck into the version of your life that you want to create. The two don't match. You have to let go of thoughts that keep you comfortable and choose thoughts that make you grow. You do this by asking real questions. What would a confident person think when facing fear? What would a disciplined person do when motivation disappears? What would someone committed to growth focus on today? This isn't about being perfect. This is about getting serious. You can't think sloppy and expect sharp results. You can't think like a quitter and expect to live like a finisher. You can't think like a victim and expect to lead your life. The thoughts you allow shape the actions you take. And the actions you repeat build the life you live. That's the formula. And yes, this takes effort. It's easier to fall back into old thinking. It's easier to say, that's just how I am. But easy doesn't lead to transformation. Easy leads to cycles. If you want to change, you have to change what's happening inside your mind, not just once, but every single day. You build new thoughts the way you build strength, through repetition, through challenge, through consistency. Take the time each day to mentally step into the shoes of the person you're becoming. Visualize how they'd wake up, how they'd speak, how they'd handle problems, how they'd manage stress. Don't just admire them. Become them. Not in some distant future, but now with how you think, speak, and act. You have to give yourself permission to rise. No one's going to hand it to you. You have to claim it by thinking like it already belongs to you. Most people walk through life reacting. Reacting to stress. Reacting to criticism. Reacting to fear. But the person you want to be responds with purpose. They don't panic. They plan. They don't break. They bend and adjust. They don't quit. They pause, reflect, and keep moving. That kind of response starts in the mind. That's mental discipline. That's identity building. Here's what changes when you think like the person you want to be. Your self-respect grows. You stop entertaining distractions. You raise your standards. You say no more often. You stop explaining your worth. You use your energy for growth, not for validation. And you start feeling proud of how you carry yourself, not just what you accomplish. That's internal power. And it doesn't depend on circumstances. It comes from within. It comes from how you think. Every time you're faced with a choice, ask yourself, is this what the person I'm becoming would choose? And if not, walk away. That's not discipline. That's alignment. You start living in harmony with your potential. And when you do that long enough, the gap between who you are and who you want to be begins to close. This mindset will stretch you. It will challenge your habits. It will force you to say no to comfort and yes to responsibility. But that's the price of growth. The person you want to become doesn't live in the old patterns. They live in clarity. They live in truth. They live with intention. And you get there by thinking your way into it, daily, deliberately, and with full commitment. You don't become something you haven't already started thinking about. You don't arrive at confidence without thinking thoughts of strength. You don't build success without thinking like someone who's willing to do the work. Your thinking is either working for you or working against you. You have to decide which side you're on. Start today. Don't wait for a breakthrough. Make your thinking the breakthrough. Act like the version of you that doesn't give up. Speak like the version of you that knows they deserve more. Think like the version of you that wakes up with purpose. You don't need permission. You need clarity. You need belief. And you need the courage to follow through on both. Think with power. Think with direction. Think like the person you've always known you could be. And do it now. Not because everything is ready, but because you are. Chapter 5. Choose better thoughts and live a better life. The direction of your life is shaped by the direction of your thoughts. If your thoughts are scattered, your life will be unsteady. If your thoughts are negative, your results will reflect it. But if you begin to choose better thoughts on purpose with awareness, your life begins to shift in real ways. The truth is, most people are not struggling because they lack ability. They're struggling because they allow the wrong thoughts to take up space in their mind. And when those thoughts live there long enough, they start to control decisions, behaviors, and outcomes. Better thoughts are not just more positive. They're more accurate, more useful, more aligned with growth. It's not about ignoring reality. It's about choosing thoughts that help you respond to reality with clarity and strength. You can look at a challenge and say, this is too much, or you can say, this will develop me. Both are thoughts, but only one leads to progress. What you think is not always a reflection of truth, it's a reflection of habit. And if your thinking habits are poor, your emotional and behavioral habits will follow the same path. To change your life, you have to get serious about what you allow yourself to dwell on. Most people live in mental autopilot. They wake up, and their mind instantly starts replaying the same concerns, the same doubts, the same complaints. And without realizing it, those thoughts begin to form the mood of the day, the tone of every conversation, and the quality of every action. If your first thought is, I can't do this, don't be surprised when you feel stuck. If your first thought is, today will be another wasted day, don't expect anything worthwhile to happen. The mind responds to the instructions you give it. Better life, better outcomes, better performance, it all begins with better thinking. Better thoughts are intentional. They are not random. They are built with discipline. That means you need to start noticing what you think about when you're not paying attention. What are the first things you say to yourself in the mirror? What do you tell yourself after making a mistake? How do you mentally respond when things don't go your way? Those moments tell you more about your mindset than any motivational speech. And those are the moments where your choice matters most. Will you repeat the same low-energy story, or will you decide to speak from a different place? Choosing better thoughts doesn't mean ignoring pain. It means responding to it with clarity instead of panic. You can acknowledge fear and still choose thoughts that empower you to move forward. You can recognize setbacks and still think in a way that keeps you focused. Choosing better thoughts is about staying grounded in what helps you grow, not what pulls you backward. It's about telling yourself the truth that strengthens, not the story that weakens. Your thoughts are not fixed. They can be changed, and that's your power. You can replace a thought that limits you with one that supports you. But first, you have to catch it. You can't change what you don't recognize. So train your awareness. Start paying attention to the thoughts that trigger procrastination, frustration, jealousy, or guilt. Get to know them so you can begin to shift them. It's helpful to write these thoughts down. When you put them on paper, you start to see the patterns. You start to notice which ones show up when you're tired, when you're overwhelmed, when you feel behind. And once you see them, you can decide what to keep and what to release. Ask yourself, is this thought helping me grow? Is this the kind of thought that someone with the life I want would think? If the answer is no, it's time to replace it. Replacement is not about fantasy. It's about choosing thoughts that align with effort, growth, and possibility. Instead of "I always mess this up," try "I'm learning to do this better." Instead of "this never works out for me," say "every time I try, I get stronger." These aren't just nicer sentences, they're fuel for stronger decisions. They lead to better actions, which lead to better days, which create better results. That's how it works. If you keep choosing the same low-level thoughts, your life will reflect it. You'll hesitate more. You'll settle more. You'll shrink more. But when you decide that you're no longer available for weak thinking, something shifts inside. You stop feeding the patterns that kept you stuck. You start to stand taller in how you carry yourself. You speak more clearly. You handle pressure with more composure. Not because life got easier, but because your mind got stronger. This takes practice. You'll slip up. You'll forget. But the goal isn't perfection, it's progress. You don't have to think better all day. You just have to do it more often. You just have to catch one negative spiral and stop it early. You just have to choose one better thought when your old mindset shows up. Over time, those small choices build momentum, and before you know it, your default thoughts become more helpful, more encouraging, more aligned with who you want to be. You also need to pay attention to what's feeding your thinking. Who do you spend time around? What do you listen to? What kind of content do you take in? These things shape your thinking whether you like it or not. If you surround yourself with people who complain, who doubt themselves, who always look for the worst in every situation, that energy gets into your mind. But if you spend time around people who focus on solutions, who take ownership, who speak with strength, your thinking will start to rise to that level too. Better thoughts don't come from nowhere. They come from better input. They come from spending time with people who challenge you to think differently. They come from learning new ideas, asking better questions, and reflecting on what truly matters to you. When you change the input, the output changes. Feed your mind what builds you, not what breaks you. And understand this, choosing better thoughts is not about having all the answers. It's about having a better mindset when the answers aren't clear. It's about staying calm when life is uncertain. It's about thinking in a way that keeps you moving, not freezing. That's how people grow. Not by knowing everything, but by thinking with strength when most people would shut down. Your mind is your responsibility. No one else can think for you. No one else can clean up your mental space. That's your job. And it's one of the most important ones you'll ever do. Because once your thinking improves, your conversations improve, your attitude improves, your choices improve. And that's what creates a better life. Not luck, not chances, but consistent, disciplined thinking that supports where you want to go. There is no quick fix for this, but there is a daily practice. And the more you practice, the more natural it becomes. You'll stop being surprised by stress. You'll stop panicking when plans fall apart. You'll stop letting small problems turn into major setbacks. Because your thinking will be built on something solid, something strong, something you've chosen. Start choosing thoughts that reflect who you're becoming, not who you were. Start choosing thoughts that pull you forward, not ones that pull you down. Start choosing thoughts that make you proud, not ones that keep you stuck. You already have what it takes. You just need to think in a way that reminds you of it every day. Your life follows the path of your most consistent thoughts. So make those thoughts count. Make them clear. Make them strong. Make them worthy of the life you say you want. And then build that life. One thought. One choice. One better day at a time. Chapter 6. Reject weak thoughts and replace them with action. Weak thoughts don't just show up. They grow from what you allow. They feed on hesitation, on doubt, on indecision. And once they take root, they begin to slow you down. They make you question your ability. They make you hesitate when you should move. They make you second-guess your direction. But here's the truth. Weak thoughts cannot live where action is taking place. The moment you begin to act, the moment you start doing the thing you were afraid of, those thoughts begin to lose their grip. Weak thoughts will always try to convince you to delay, to stay quiet, to shrink, to settle. They'll say things like, "You're not ready. What if you fail? What will they think? And this isn't the right time." These thoughts don't serve you. They drain you. They take energy from your future and waste it in the present. And if you don't shut them down with movement, they'll shut you down with fear. You can't negotiate with weakness. You can't talk it into going away. You can't outthink fear. You have to outwork it. Action is what changes the game. When you take action, you build evidence. You give your mind a new reference. You replace hesitation with motion. You turn your attention away from what if and toward what's next. Every time you act, in spite of doubt, you weaken its hold over you. That's how you reclaim control of your mind, not by thinking harder, but by doing something stronger. Weak thoughts live in stillness. They grow in silence. That's why doing nothing often feels worse than failing, because at least when you act, you know where you stand. You learn something. You gain experience. But when you sit still and overthink, you drown in scenarios. You lose time. You lose confidence. And you hand your power to the very thing you're trying to escape. So what do you do when those weak thoughts show up? You move. You take the smallest step. You write the message. You show up to the gym. You speak the truth. You take responsibility. You finish what you started. Not because you feel fearless, but because fear doesn't get to decide what you do next. Action does. And every time you choose it, you grow. Weak thoughts only win when you believe they're worth listening to. So stop giving them space. You're not obligated to listen to every fear that shows up. You're not required to give your energy to every doubt that appears. You are allowed to say no. You are allowed to interrupt the pattern. You are allowed to stand up and say, "I'm doing this anyway." And when you say that enough, your mind begins to shift. It begins to understand that you're not the same person who used to give in to hesitation. You don't have to wait to feel ready. That's a trap. You get ready by taking action. You build belief through effort. Not just once, but daily. You don't overcome weak thoughts in a single moment. You wear them down through repetition. Every time you take action, even when it's uncomfortable, you're training your brain to value movement over fear. That's how you build a mindset that can't be shaken. There's a reason strong people don't give energy to weak thinking. It's not because they never feel doubt. It's because they've trained themselves to act before those doubts multiply. They've developed a habit of moving forward without permission. And that's the difference between those who stay stuck and those who grow. One waits to feel certain, the other moves despite uncertainty. Your mind needs proof. It needs reminders that you are capable, that you don't fold under pressure, that you can take action even when the path is unclear. And the only way to create that proof is to do the work. Show up when you don't feel like it. Follow through when it would be easier to quit. Stay focused when distractions try to pull you off track. This is how you build mental strength through action, not argument. You don't have to argue with weak thoughts. That's a waste of time. You don't have to explain yourself to fear. You don't owe self-doubt a response. What you owe yourself is action. What you owe your future is discipline. What you owe your vision is effort. Not someday. Not when you feel more confident. Right now, in this moment, you have the power to take the next step. That's enough. Every time you act, you teach your mind something important. You teach it that you are not helpless. You teach it that your decisions matter. You teach it that movement is always available to you. And as you repeat that pattern, your identity begins to shift. You stop seeing yourself as someone who needs to be rescued and start seeing yourself as someone who creates progress. This doesn't mean you won't still hear weak thoughts. You will, but you'll know what to do with them. You'll know how to respond. You'll know that they don't hold any real weight unless you give it to them. You'll know that most of what you fear is only powerful when you stay still, and you'll prove it to yourself every single day you take action anyway. It's not about pretending you're fearless. It's about choosing strength over comfort. Every time, weak thoughts want you comfortable. Action wants you growing. Weak thoughts want you to blend in. Action wants you to stand out. Weak thoughts tell you to wait. Action says, start now. The choice is yours. But only one choice leads you forward. If you want to feel stronger, act stronger. If you want to think clearer, do the thing that brings clarity. If you want to trust yourself more, show up when it's hard. Action doesn't just produce results, it produces belief. And belief is what changes your life from the inside out. You don't need another plan. You don't need to wait for motivation. What you need is to stop feeding the part of you that wants to stay the same. Weak thoughts will always have something to say. But the more you act, the quieter they become. Because your results start speaking louder than your fears ever could. And that's the shift. That's the decision you make when you get serious. You stop waiting to feel confident. You stop looking for the perfect timing. You stop entertaining thoughts that don't help you move. And you start living from a place of intention, from a place of courage, from a place of ownership. You don't get stronger by thinking about it. You get stronger by doing something about it. So when weak thoughts show up, don't sit with them. Don't argue with them. Replace them. Replace them with action. Replace them with movement. Replace them with the habits that move your life forward. Your mind will follow the path you walk. And the more steps you take towards strength, the easier it becomes to leave weakness behind. Not because the thoughts disappear, but because you've stopped believing them. Because you've chosen to build something better. One action at a time. Chapter 7. Guard your mind like your life depends on it. Your mind is the most valuable space you'll ever manage, and the truth is, most people guard everything but that. They'll lock their car, protect their phone, hide their passwords, but leave their mind wide open for anything and anyone to come in and take control. And over time, what gets in begins to shape who you are, how you see the world, and what you believe is possible for yourself. That's why you need to guard your mind like your life depends on it, because in many ways, it does. Every belief, every emotion, every habit, every standard you hold, it all starts with what you allow into your thinking. And if you're not intentional about protecting that space, it's only a matter of time before it's filled with thoughts and ideas that don't belong there. You have to stop letting anything just walk into your thinking and settle in like it owns the place. Whether it's a toxic opinion, someone else's fear, a harsh comment, or even your own unchecked thoughts from yesterday, none of it should be allowed to stay unless it adds value, strength, clarity, or truth. And here's the hard truth. If you don't choose what lives in your mind, someone else will. If you don't guard it, your environment will decide what you think. And not everything around you is designed to build you up. We live in a time where noise is constant. Information is everywhere. Opinions are loud. Judgments are fast. And if you don't have filters in place, your mind becomes a dumping ground for the worries, fears, and distractions of the world. You start absorbing doubt that doesn't belong to you. You start thinking in ways that don't reflect your values. And before long, you lose your mental clarity, not because you're weak, but because you weren't guarding the gate. Guarding your mind means you stop consuming anything that weakens your perspective. It means asking yourself tough questions. Is what I'm watching helping me think better? Is what I'm listening to helping me grow stronger? Is this conversation pushing me forward or pulling me down? If it's not making you better, you don't need it. That's not being rude. That's being responsible. You only get one mind, and what you allow inside of it will either fuel your future or drain your potential. You need to understand that influence is real. What you hear repeatedly becomes what you believe. What you see over and over becomes what you normalize. And what you tolerate in your environment becomes what you eventually repeat in your own thinking. That's why you've got to be strict about what you let stick. This isn't about being paranoid. It's about being precise. You're building a mindset that's strong enough to carry your vision, and that kind of mindset needs protection. Some people treat their mind like a public park, open to everything, guarded by nothing. You have to start treating your mind like it's your most valuable asset, because it is. Every goal you set, every plan you make, every response you give, flows out of what you're thinking. And if your thinking is cloudy, scattered, or broken down by everything you absorb from the outside, your results will follow the same pattern. Guarding your mind also means watching how you speak to yourself. Sometimes the most damaging thoughts are not from the world, they're from your own inner voice. You have to be careful with the stories you tell yourself, especially when you're tired, disappointed, or frustrated. That's when your mind is vulnerable. That's when old patterns try to creep back in. You have to be strong enough to notice it and redirect it. You can't allow your mind to turn into a place of confusion and self-doubt just because things didn't go your way today. You have to check your own thoughts and ask, "Is this helping me right now?" If it's not, then you don't dwell on it. You replace it. You choose a better thought, even if you don't feel like it. That's what discipline looks like on the inside. It's not loud, it's not dramatic, it's consistent. Discipline is choosing the right thought when the wrong one feels easier. Discipline is ignoring the noise that tries to make you forget your values. Discipline is staying grounded in your truth when everything around you tries to shake you. And you develop that by putting boundaries around what gets access to your mental space. That also means you must be intentional with your input. You should be feeding your mind daily with ideas that strengthen your thinking. Read things that challenge you to grow. Listen to people who talk from experience, not just emotion. Study principles that help you make clear decisions, and review your goals often. Remind yourself what matters. The more focused your input, the clearer your thinking becomes. This isn't about living in a bubble. It's about creating a mental environment that supports your purpose. Because life will always have interruptions. People will always have opinions. Pressure will always show up. But when your mind is guarded, none of that knocks you off center. You may feel it, but you don't fall apart. You may hear it, but it doesn't become your truth. You may face it, but you know who you are and where you're going. If you want to protect your peace, protect your mind. If you want to lead your life well, protect your thinking. If you want to stay consistent, protect your focus. That's the foundation of everything. And it doesn't happen by accident. You build it by being deliberate, by choosing your thoughts, by challenging the ones that don't serve you, by clearing out anything that doesn't align with the direction you're committed to. Every time you allow weak, negative or careless input into your mind, you pay for it later. Maybe in your mood, maybe in your motivation, maybe in your decisions. But the cost always shows up. So start treating your thoughts like they matter. Because they do. They create your reality one decision at a time. And when you realize that, you stop wasting mental energy on things that don't push you forward. This doesn't mean you'll never struggle. It means you're prepared for it. You've built a mindset that can handle pressure. You've built a mind that doesn't panic at every problem. You've developed the kind of mental discipline that keeps you moving when others quit. And it all started because you took the responsibility to guard what goes in. That's your job every single day, to check the door of your mind and decide what's allowed in and what gets rejected. That's how you stay focused. That's how you stay clear. That's how you keep your life moving forward, by taking full ownership of what gets to live in your head. The world will always try to pull your attention. People will always try to give you their version of what you should believe. But your mind is not their property. It belongs to you. And it's your job to protect it. Guard your mind with intention. Guard your mind with strength. Guard your mind like your future depends on it. Because it does. Chapter 8. Say things to yourself that build your confidence. What you say to yourself daily is shaping how you feel, how you act, and how much you believe in what you're capable of. Most people think confidence is something you earn from achievement. But confidence doesn't start with results. It starts with words. The way you speak to yourself when no one else is around is what builds or breaks the foundation of your self-belief. Every sentence you repeat, every thought you reinforce, every phrase you let live inside your head, that's what becomes your self-image. And your self-image will always set the ceiling for your potential. If you tell yourself that you're behind, not good enough, or not ready, you start walking and talking like that's true. Your energy drops. Your decisions shrink. You stop taking risks. You hold back from things that might grow you. And all of it started because of what you said to yourself when it got quiet. Most people would never let a stranger talk to them the way they talk to themselves. That's how damaging internal language can be when left unchecked. You don't need outside praise to start thinking stronger. You don't need applause to affirm your value. You need to speak to yourself like someone who sees the value in your effort. You need to say things that help you grow. You need to speak words that strengthen, not weaken. Words that lift you up when your emotions want to pull you down. That doesn't mean lying to yourself. That means being deliberate and truthful about your effort, your worth, and your ability to figure things out. Confidence grows through consistency. Not just consistent wins, but consistent encouragement. Every time you get up and try again, say that. Every time you finish something you started, say that. Every time you do something that stretched you, even a little, say that. Confidence is built by noticing what you're doing right. Not in a way that makes you arrogant, but in a way that keeps you moving. People lose confidence when they only focus on what's missing. But if you take the time to recognize progress, even in small ways, your mindset starts to shift. You need to create a language of belief. That means you say things to yourself that reinforce who you're becoming, not who you used to be. You don't wake up and say, "I hope I get lucky today." You wake up and say, "I'm committed to doing what needs to be done." You don't say, "This is probably too hard." You say, "Whatever it takes, I'll handle it." These kinds of statements matter, not because they magically fix your life, but because they change how you walk into your day. Confidence doesn't live in perfection. It lives in progress. It lives in effort. It lives in a mindset that says, "Even if I mess up, I'll get back up." That's the voice you need to practice. You don't get stronger by hoping for better days. You get stronger by building better thinking, starting with the words that run through your mind. And yes, you're going to have moments when negative thoughts show up. That's normal. But you don't have to entertain them. You don't have to repeat them. You don't have to make them part of your routine. Take control of your language. Speak like someone who's working on something. Speak like someone who values discipline. Speak like someone who knows their worth isn't tied to outside approval. You have to decide, am I going to repeat old, tired, self-defeating language? Or am I going to build a voice inside that helps me rise when things get hard? You're allowed to speak to yourself with respect. You're allowed to say, "I'm proud of how far I've come." You're allowed to say, "I've made mistakes, but I'm still here and still growing." You're allowed to say, "I don't need to be perfect. I just need to be consistent." Those aren't weak statements. Those are the words that keep you grounded when your mind wants to spiral. You also have to understand that your brain listens to repetition. The more often you say something, the more it begins to feel true. That's how beliefs are formed. Not through one event, but through repeated statements that shape how you see yourself. So start creating better patterns. Instead of saying, "I always fail," say, "Every time I learn something, I move forward." Instead of saying, "I'm not ready," say, "I'm learning to get better each day." These aren't just nicer phrases, they are the building blocks of a stronger identity. You don't need to wait for a perfect moment to start speaking better to yourself. You can start now. In the middle of the stress, in the middle of the unknown, that's when your voice matters most. When things aren't going your way, when you're behind, when you're discouraged, that's when you decide what kind of words you'll use. Will they keep you stuck, or will they keep you going? Speak like a leader, even if no one is watching. Speak like someone who's taking full responsibility. Speak like someone who believes in second chances, in new days, in personal growth. Your voice has the power to reset your focus, to calm your nerves, to give you clarity when pressure builds. But only if you've trained it. Only if you've chosen the right phrases. That's a daily decision. Confidence is not built in one moment. It's built in the moments when you could have been hard on yourself, but you chose to be firm and supportive instead. It's built in the moments when you caught yourself spiraling and said, "I'm not going down that road today." It's built when you stop waiting for someone else to remind you of your value and you take on that role yourself. There's strength in speaking to yourself with clarity, with directness, with commitment. Say things that don't let you back down. Say things that hold you to a higher standard. Say things that make you sit up straighter and breathe a little deeper. Because the way you talk to yourself creates the way you treat yourself. And how you treat yourself sets the tone for how you treat others, and how others treat you. This is not about being fake. This is not about pretending everything is great. This is about speaking to yourself with the same honesty and encouragement you would give to someone you care about. Most people give better advice to others than they do to themselves. Flip that. Speak with the same energy and wisdom that you'd offer a friend. Because your mind is listening, and your future is forming through what you repeat. You have power in your voice, even the one no one hears. That voice is shaping how you feel about your ability, your effort, your growth. Don't waste it on doubt. Don't give it to fear. Use it to build. Use it to lead. Use it to become more steady when life throws you curveballs. That's how real confidence is built, through conscious, clear, empowering speech that starts in the mind and shows up in how you live. Say things to yourself that remind you you're capable. Say things to yourself that keep you focused on what matters. Say things to yourself that strengthen your identity and protect your peace. Because every time you speak like that, you're not just talking, you're building. You're creating a mindset that stays solid under pressure. You're training a mind that won't fold when tested. And that kind of confidence doesn't come from luck. It comes from the language you choose every single day. Chapter 9. Clean out thoughts that slow down your progress. Your progress isn't only shaped by what you do, it's heavily shaped by what you continue to think. No matter how disciplined your routine is, if your mind is cluttered with the wrong thoughts, you'll always feel like you're pushing forward with a weight strapped to your back. That's why you've got to clean out the mental patterns that slow you down. Just like a cluttered room creates stress and confusion, a cluttered mind does the same. When your thinking is filled with doubt, regret, guilt, overthinking, and old stories, it becomes nearly impossible to move forward with clarity and strength. You've got to be honest about what's living in your head, because some of the thoughts that are holding you back sound familiar. They feel normal because you've had them for years, but familiar doesn't mean useful, and if you keep thinking the same way, you'll keep living the same way. Cleaning out your mind doesn't mean erasing your past. It means removing what no longer helps you grow. You can't drag every mistake, every insecurity, every outdated belief with you, and expect to move freely toward what's next. The first step is noticing the thoughts that cost you more than they give you. These are the ones that show up when things get tough. The thoughts that tell you you're not ready, not capable, not worthy. They sneak in during moments of pressure and start whispering the same tired lines that have kept you from acting. They don't sound aggressive. In fact, they often sound reasonable, but they're not. Because when a thought blocks your growth, no matter how comfortable or logical it feels, it's time to let it go. There's no reason to continue entertaining thoughts that convince you to delay, shrink, or question yourself. You have too much to build. You've come too far to keep recycling the same mindset that kept you stuck in the past. The question is, are you willing to confront those thoughts? Not just acknowledge them, but challenge them. Are you willing to call them out and say, you don't belong here anymore? Your mental space is limited. Every time you allow a weak or useless thought to sit there unchecked, it takes up room that could be filled with clarity, direction, and strength. That's why cleaning out your mind isn't a one-time fix. It's a regular discipline. Just like you clean your surroundings to feel more focused, You have to clean your thinking to perform at your best. You might be holding on to thoughts that were handed to you by someone else. Maybe a parent who criticized you, a teacher who overlooked you, a group of people who made you feel like you didn't measure up, and you internalized that voice. It became part of how you see yourself. But now you're grown, now you're in charge of your direction, and continuing to repeat someone else's negative opinion of you only gives their words more life than they deserve. You are not obligated to keep thinking what someone else taught you if it limits you. You have permission to outgrow your old self. That includes the thoughts you accepted when you didn't know better. And now you do. Now you see how much they've been costing you in confidence, energy and action. Now it's time to throw them out and replace them with thoughts that support who you're becoming. Cleaning out your thinking also means identifying the beliefs you've built around fear. Some people don't take risks, not because they can't, but because they've convinced themselves that failure would define them. That kind of thought kills progress before it even starts. Failure is not the enemy. Living small because of fear is. So any thought that keeps you from trying something you believe in has to be removed. Not avoided. Removed. You've got to take charge of your mental patterns like your growth depends on it, because it does. A useful way to clean up your thinking is to get it out of your head and onto paper. Write down the thoughts that keep looping in your mind. Don't filter. Just be honest. Once they're written, read them back and ask one question for each one. Does this help me grow, or does this slow me down? If the answer is the latter, then it's time to rewrite it. Create a new thought. One that supports action. One that aligns with your values. One that pushes you to be better, not smaller. This isn't about pretending. It's not about ignoring reality. It's about choosing thoughts that lead to progress, not paralysis. Most of the time people feel stuck, not because they lack a path, but because their thoughts are jammed up with too much noise. Thoughts about the past. Thoughts about failure. Thoughts about what other people might think. None of that moves you forward. Only clear, focused, growth-oriented thinking does. Cleaning your thinking also means being protective of what you let in from the outside. Every conversation, every piece of content, every message you hear leaves something behind. If you're not filtering it, you're absorbing it, and if you absorb everything, your mind becomes overwhelmed and directionless. Be selective with what you expose yourself to. If it doesn't align with your principles or goals, it doesn't deserve your attention. One of the most powerful things you can do is create a mental environment that supports your future. That means speaking with clarity, thinking with intention, and refusing to entertain thoughts that weaken your identity. You are allowed to be strict with your focus. You are allowed to let go of thoughts that once felt normal. You are allowed to shift your mindset without explaining it to anyone. Growth demands space. And space comes from subtraction, not just addition. You don't need more thoughts, you need better ones. You need to declutter the mental habits that steal your energy. You need to challenge the inner critic and build a stronger inner coach. You need to stop holding on to thoughts that tell you it's too late, too risky, too hard. Those thoughts are not protecting you, they're limiting you. Start noticing how you think when you're under stress. That's when your default mindset shows up. If you hear the same negative script, that's your sign to clear it out. You don't need to keep repeating it just because it's familiar. You're not that version of yourself anymore. You've changed, you've grown. Now your thinking needs to catch up to the level of discipline, commitment and vision you've been working on. You are responsible for the thoughts you hold on to. And once you realize that, you stop blaming circumstances and start building mental strength. You start taking control of the stories you tell yourself. You start creating a mindset that leads to consistent movement. Because when your thinking is clear, your direction becomes obvious. You stop doubting every decision. You stop second-guessing your path. You start trusting your ability to navigate, adjust, and rise. Clean out what's slowing you down. The regrets that serve no purpose. The fear that doesn't reflect reality. The comparisons that steal your gratitude. The assumptions that hold no truth. Clear it all. Make room for better thoughts. Thoughts that energize you. Thoughts that align with the life you're building. Thoughts that remind you that you're not finished growing, learning, or becoming. The more space you create, the more focused you become. And focus is what produces results. When your mind is clean, your life follows. When your mind is strong, your habits follow. When your mind is clear, your confidence follows. That's why this work matters. Not someday, not later. Now, because the sooner you clean your thinking, the sooner you'll move with speed, clarity, and power toward the life you were meant to live. Chapter 10. Think strong every day and watch life shift. Every single day you get a chance to think in a way that supports your growth or weakens your direction. And what you choose matters more than most people realize. The thoughts you repeat each day create a pattern, and that pattern either strengthens your identity or slowly tears it apart. When you think strong, on purpose, consistently, and with focus, life begins to shift in ways you didn't expect. Not because the world suddenly becomes easier, but because you become more stable, more grounded, and more effective in how you move through it. Strong thinking isn't about pretending everything is fine, it's about choosing thoughts that help you respond better. It's about waking up and deciding that no matter how the day unfolds, you will think like someone who's in control of their actions. That kind of mental decision builds a different kind of life. Not louder, not more dramatic, just better. More peaceful, more productive, more aligned with who you're working to become. You don't wake up with strength by accident. You train it. You repeat it. You earn it by how you talk to yourself before the day even starts. You decide before problems show up that you're going to handle them with clarity instead of panic. You walk into situations with focus instead of doubt. That's thinking strong. That's mental power, and it's available every day, but only to those who choose it. When you make strong thinking part of your daily routine, everything around you starts to shift. You stop wasting energy on small distractions. You stop overreacting to setbacks. You stop letting people who don't understand your journey influence your direction. Instead, you stay steady. You stay focused. You get better at choosing what deserves your energy and what doesn't. Thinking strong means you don't allow your emotions to control every response. You feel them, but you don't follow every one of them. You create a gap between what happens and how you respond. That gap is called discipline, and it's built in your thinking. Every time you take a breath instead of snapping, every time you reflect instead of reacting, every time you stay focused when distractions try to pull you off track, you're training a stronger mind. That kind of strength changes the way you live. It doesn't mean you're always positive. It means you're intentional. You recognize that thoughts are tools, and the tools you choose affect the structure you build. Weak thoughts make your life unstable. Strong thoughts make it steady. And you have access to both. Every day you're choosing. The problem is, most people choose without noticing. They run the same script as yesterday, and wonder why nothing changes. But when you stop and ask yourself, is this the kind of thinking that supports the life I want to build? That's when the shift begins. It takes awareness to catch yourself in the middle of an old pattern, to recognize when your thoughts are repeating something that never served you. But if you never stop to question your thoughts, you'll keep repeating the same cycles with a different calendar. You'll keep chasing change while thinking the same way that kept you stuck. That's why strong thinking is the foundation. It clears the mental space you need to make new choices. And new choices create new results. This is where most people struggle. They want better outcomes, but they don't take ownership of the thoughts that drive their choices. They blame the schedule, the stress, the people, the environment. And yes, those things influence you, but they don't control you. What controls you is your response. And your response starts with your thinking. That's why the most powerful thing you can do each day is train your thoughts to stay strong, even when life isn't. And that starts early. The first thoughts you choose each morning set the tone. If you wake up already defeated, already stressed, already doubting your ability to move forward, you've given away your power before the day begins. But if you wake up and think with strength, you create momentum. You don't have to be loud. You don't have to be overly positive. You just have to be clear. Clear that you're capable. Clear that you're not here to waste time. Clear that you're committed to showing up for yourself. You won't always feel strong, but you can always choose to think strong. Even when you're tired, even when things go wrong, even when the pressure builds, thinking strong isn't a feeling, it's a choice. And like all choices, the more you practice it, the easier it becomes. You start to think more clearly under pressure. You start to solve problems faster. You stop spiraling over things you can't control. You become someone who can be trusted in the storm. And that's powerful. When you think strong consistently, your confidence grows. Not because you believe everything will go right, but because you know you'll be able to handle it when it doesn't. That confidence doesn't come from perfection. It comes from repetition. From proving to yourself day after day that you can keep showing up with strength even when it's hard. Thinking strong doesn't mean you have all the answers. It means you trust yourself to take the next step without needing everything to be perfect. It means you believe in your ability to adapt, to adjust, to keep your mind clear even when your path isn't. That kind of thinking is rare, but it's what separates those who live with purpose from those who live on autopilot. To build this level of mental strength, you have to be intentional about what you feed your mind. Surround yourself with clarity, with direction, with people who remind you of your ability, with voices that challenge you to rise, not settle. Your environment matters. Because what you see, hear, and engage with each day either builds your thinking or weakens it. You're not just guarding your time, you're guarding your thoughts. And that's how you guard your progress. Every time you catch yourself falling into weak thinking, over-analyzing, complaining, blaming, doubting, you have an opportunity not to feel bad, not to pretend, but to redirect. To pause and choose a better thought. To tell yourself what matters. To focus on what's in front of you. To take back your power. That's how strong people move. Not by avoiding challenge, but by choosing to think differently in the middle of it. Thinking strong each day creates habits. And those habits shape how you live. You start walking into rooms with more purpose. You begin approaching work with more clarity. You handle criticism with maturity. You face discomfort with steadiness. You stop waiting for life to get easier, because your mind has already gotten stronger. And little by little, you look around and realize your life is different. Not because everything changed overnight, but because you changed how you think each day. You've trained your mind to be an asset, not an obstacle. You've built a mindset that protects your focus, your discipline, and your identity. This is the work that most people avoid. But it's the work that leads to real change. Not just temporary motivation. Lasting transformation. You don't get there by chance. You get there by showing up for your mind every single day. So decide now. Think strong. Think with intention. Think with purpose. And when you do that day after day, you won't have to chase a better life. You'll create it. One thought at a time.